Hello, and welcome back to the Poorly Written Podcast on this very spooky episode. The only podcast where we don't have a haunted house, but we just have a room when we throw you in, and then we just play Baby Shark.
That does sound horrifying.
It does sound horrifying. I mean, the song, it's pure torture at that point. That's our idea for an escape room. There is no escape, but...
Just strap him in a chair with duct tape and just play that song over and over and over and over
That's
again.
That's basically my plan. But anyways, welcome to the Halloween special. We made it to Halloween somehow, some way.
I honestly can't believe it.
Yeah, this year has been pretty scary, but yeah. It's been really...
Oh, weird. COVID puns.
Yeah, I'm joined by Hannah. Hannah's finally... has revived her spot on the show.
Yeah. After working my butt off for 80 hours a week, I think I'm slightly exaggerating.
Like, I guess slightly, you could but, say.
Hannah's at 78. It's like 80 hours. Like,
so it's like 80 hours. But no, I've just been a very busy bee, and I am. I'm really glad to be back and do an episode.
Yeah, and we have a special guest, Jordan Harvey. You may recognize him. Or not recognize them as Jason and Michael Myers and all these other people. So say hi, Jordan.
Hey, what's up?
So it is a Halloween special, which means we are talking about spooky shit. Because who doesn't love
spooky shit?
Exactly. Who doesn't love spooky shit?
Weirdos.
I mean, I know some people don't like spooky shit because they're legitimately terrified. And that's perfectly fine. But for the rest of us.
Just makes it all worthwhile when we scare them.
But we'll get into that later. But anyways, today's episode, we got Jordan on. He is he knows maybe a thing or two about spookiness, maybe.
Does he?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just cool. A little bit.
We're going to get into that. We're going to talk about what it makes something like a good scare. What is good as scary? What's not as scary as people think it is? And then we're going to kind of talk about our favorite scary stuff for this time of year. Because, you know, Halloween. So let's start off. Jordan, do you want to like kind of talk about your background? Because I alluded to you being as Jason and Michael Myers and a few other notable characters.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of just grew up with all the scary movies. Jason, Michael Myers, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, all of them. I didn't really dive into it when I was growing up. After high school, I just started, wanting to do like the whole cosplaying aspect. I thought it was really cool because, you know, everyone told me, it's like Halloween, but it's like on a weekend. I was like, oh man, maybe I can sink my teeth into that. So got a lot more familiar with the whole cosplaying aspect. I'm like, all right, maybe I'll get into this. So then a friend of mine invited me to a convention, and I just brought, well, a lot of people may not even know that my first cosplay was Spider-Man.
Actually, that's how I met you.
Yep, that's definitely how you met me.
Years and years ago.
Yep. Yep, I remember. I remember it very, very well.
So well.
Yep, Hannah was actually dressed up as Kim Possible.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
We don't
it's
talk
about it. A very sad attempt at a cosplay. Listen, I was pulled to that Comic Con at the very last minute, and I was like, well, I have this crop top and these pants I never wear. Boom.
Yeah, boom. Guess what? I'm Kim Possible.
If it works, it works. I mean, some people don't care.
But yeah, I mean, I mean, obviously, when we were all growing up, we always dressed up as our, like, favorite characters because Halloween and whatever. Like, I dressed up before I even knew what conventions were or cosplaying. And I used to be terrified of Jason, funny enough. Now, I know it's weird that I used to be afraid of him. Now I dress up as him and I take
was about to say, it kind of makes sense to be afraid of, like a vengeful spirit that goes after teenagers and their premarital sexual acts, so...
Yeah, yeah.
I totally get why you'd be afraid of Jason, but also at the same time, not.
Right, yeah. So, but, like, the first horror movie that scared me when I was growing up was Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I could not stand that movie. I hated everything about it. I was terrified of it. And then eventually I revisited it and watched it. And I was like, oh, wow, this is actually pretty cool. I don't even know why I was afraid of this. And then I eventually was introduced to Jason when I saw Freddy vs. Jason. I don't know. I don't see how Freddy Krueger's scary. He's just goofy, in my opinion.
Yeah, me neither.
Not really the scariest out of, like, that whole group. He's probably not the scariest thing. I mean,
classic, but not scary.
Classic, but not the scariest.
I mean, I'll be honest. I think this, like, the scariest one has to be Michael Myers.
I was gonna go with Alien, but that's fine too.
I mean,
Michael Myers is pretty scary though.
I mean, on like on a very, like, realistic level, like, just picture, like, a guy in a jumpsuit and a white mask just watching you from afar. And then as soon as, like, Halloween night hits, all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, no, that's the more realistic scare, but we can talk more about that in a little bit. But you've been able to play as Jason Voorhees from the Friday the 13th series for quite some time. Mm-hmm. When did that start? Because I know you mentioned the Spider-Man cosplay. That was kind of the first one people recognize you in. But when did the Jason start coming around?
The Jason stuff, when I saw Freddy vs. Jason, I wasn't really terrified of Freddy, but when I saw Jason, I was way more terrified of Jason. And me and my parents used to go camping in Sandy Creek at Sandy Pond, and I used to be horrified going camping, like, because I've seen all the movies, and in one of the movies they changed the name of the camp, that way people would forget all the murders and all that from the previous movies. And I was like, I don't know how old I was. I was like, oh my god, no, Jason lives here. He's at the bottom. He's bottom of the lake. He's going to grab my leg and drown me. And, all that. But I watched the movies, and something just kept on drawing me in. Just drawing me back to these movies, drawing me back into Jason. And then eventually I was like, you know what? I saw the remake in 2009. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And I loved the look of him and everything. That's what my cosplay Jason is the remake, the reboot Jason, played by Derek Mears.
Okay.
Terrific actor. I met him at a ScareCon of 2016. Really, a super big dude. Really nice. But anyway, back on topic. I bought a screen, like a movie mold Jason mask, and then I loved it so much is that when I had the mask and I started doing stuff with this mask and whatever, started building these costumes with it, and at first it was just for fun, and then eventually it started turning into a passion project, and I definitely threw away a lot of money building this thing. It's my, like, everything that I bought, my parents kept on looking at me like, oh my god, you're crazy.
I wasn't even going to ask about price tags or anything, but I'm not even going to ask now. We're going to leave that to the imagination. People can imagine how many zeros or whatever behind that number.
let the people figure it out. I'll tell you what the cheapest thing was when I was making it was the pants. They were $20 on clearance at Walmart, and they were the exact pants.
Whoa,
that's the only cheap thing that I have with this costume.
Okay, so the cheapest thing is around $20, so people can figure out the rest of it from there. I mean, we don't... I hate math, so I'm not even going to bother trying to figure it out from there.
Well, also, when I was building it, it required a lot of research, like who to reach out to. And I definitely made a lot of friends in this horror community. Reached out to a lot of people, you know, like, hey, where did you get this? Where did you get that? And they would point me in the right direction. Then when I get in touch with them, we would negotiate. And either I get lucky and I find it on eBay, and that's how I found the jacket for it. I found the jacket on eBay, and I'm not going to say the price tag.
Once again, it's a mystery.
Yep. Just let people figure it out. And then I bought the jacket, and then the artist who made the jacket, he's like, hey, I have a part of this costume. No, I have a part of the jacket that was actually used in the movie. Well, not actually used in the movie, but the same brand that was used in the movie.
It's the same brand.
Yeah. And he's like, if you send the jacket to me, I can make it look accurate to the movie. And I was like, all right. And then he hit me with the price tag. I was like, ugh. And then I thought about it. And then I was like, whatever, it's worth it. So I sent him the jacket. And then maybe like 2 or 3 weeks, got the jacket back. I'm not the biggest guy in the world. A lot of people are like, oh my God, he's huge. I'm like, no, I'm not huge. You can thank a $24 Party City muscle suit.
Yeah. All right. So get a little bit of that.
because I wanted the physical, obviously, when you're like doing like a character, for example, Jason, he's obviously a big guy, very imposing, tall, all these kinds of things, which I'm not really that big and tall. But so I like started looking around, like, okay, what can make me taller? Like, I tried platform shoes, like Frankenstein shoes, and it just made me look goofy. It looked like you have this really great Jason, and then when you look down, he has these giant feet, and I didn't want, and it made me look like I was a cartoon character. So then I started looking around, and I'm like, you know what? And then come to find out, you know, heels are what make you taller. So I'm looking for like a boot that has like a thick heel on it, that would give me like an inch or two. And then luckily, I went to Herb Phillipson's when I was around in Oswego before they closed down and Spirit took over. I found these Carolina work boots, and they were exactly what I was looking for. Got those, and then I was maybe 6 foot in the boots, because I'm 5'10", and they gave me like 2 or 3 inches, like, no, yeah, 2 inch, like an inch or two, and I was like maybe like 5'11", 6 foot.
Yeah, so then you're kind of like right there where you kind of need to be between everything that you got.
Right, yeah. But I didn't want to be 6 foot. I wanted to be over 6 foot.
Right.
Because the actor was 6'5". And I was like, I didn't care if I could get to that height. I just wanted to be over six feet.
Okay.
It would just make me happier. So then I went on Amazon, and I just found these heel lifts, and they would give me like 3 or 4 more inches. And I bought 2 of them, kind of messed with them, put them in the boot. And I have a door that's like, I guess you could say like 6 foot, six four, six five.
Yep.
And when I put the boots on, I was almost as tall as the door.
Okay, so that's pretty good. I mean, like, you kind of took this costume and developed it over time and stuff, and then
yep.
the end result is what we, is that what we usually see now when you dress up as Jason?
Yep. It's exactly what you see now. Also, the mask was, but the advantages I have with the costume is that my old mask, it was made out of latex, not the hockey mask, but the mask that sits that the hockey mask sits over, and it shows the grotesque face of Mama's boy, Jason yep. Voorhees. I went from latex to silicone, and the advantages with silicone, it's very translucent, like skin.
Yeah.
And I get told by a lot of people, like, what does it feel? How does it feel? How does it move and everything? And it's like, it's just like wearing another layer of skin.
Yeah. But and I feel like your costume story is like how it started versus how it's going. Like that meme that's going around on Twitter right now.
Yep. It's the
do that. you gotta do that trend, Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan, you gotta do the trend now.
Oh yeah.
Follow the trends.
We'll see how that goes.
We'll see.
And I did, and then eventually before to where it is now, it looked a lot more different when I was building it. I mean, obviously over time it started getting better. It started off way worse, and then it started getting better and better little by little. And then I was asked to do a photo shoot with some cosplay friends. They asked would I be interested in doing a photo shoot as Jason. And I said, absolutely, I would love to. And we found an actual abandoned campground in SOTUS called Bridgewood Camp. It was actually a Girl Scout camp back in the early 90s. And then it shut down. And no, it was like in the early, no, late 80s, early 90s. And it shut down in 93 due to financial reasons. And the camp has just been sitting there rotting away,
sitting there hanging out.
Yeah, it's, and I found the camp, and it looked definitely something like Camp Crystal Lake. It definitely gave you the vibe that Jason lives here. And we went to the camp in 2018, like maybe like August of 2018, and we did a whole bunch of pictures and me running around the woods and chasing this poor girl that was horrified of me. She was cool when she saw me at first, and then when I started getting stepped into the shoes of Jason, she was like, uh-uh, this ain't no, he looks too real.
that's just how it is. It's like, oh, you're pretty cool, and then you get in a costume like, no.
Like, oh my god, you're also like way taller and big and whatever. And like in some of the pictures, she's actually crying. Like those are real tears. Like they're not like, oh, it's we had like eye drops or whatever, but it looked like she was crying.
Am I weird for saying I like hearing afterwards that like it was real versus like it was fake?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It was like a genuine like reaction to Jason.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Because I have seen some of the photos and stuff before, and then it's just like I'm like, oh, they really got him, and now you're saying, oh, they actually cried. I'm like, you know, that makes a lot more sense. If I was in the same position, I might cry too.
Maybe. The one picture where you can definitely see it is where the funny story is that she wasn't comfortable being near me unless she absolutely had to. And the photographer wanted something that definitely struck fear into that would strike fear into somebody. Like, what would be the one thing that would freak out people if they like encountered Jason? Obviously, if they see him standing in the woods somewhere.
Yeah, or if you're just kind of standing in the woods and like you're far away, but I'm also far away from you, I'd still be freaked out because I'm like, oh shit, that's Jason.
Yeah, there's a guy out in the woods. So, but it would be, then I'm thinking to myself, actually, no, it would actually be a lot more scarier if I was right next to her.
Right.
So, she didn't know what we were doing for the picture, so she had no idea that I was going to grab her and pull her to me and pick her up by her feet look at her and look at her like dead in the eye and like look at her like you're going to die.
And
then the crying started and she's like, just take the picture.
Okay, so now we can finish the meme of how it started versus how it's going. I think that was a pretty good background, I mean, into the cosplay and stuff, but it sounds like the scare community was pretty supportive about it.
Definitely. And then after those pictures, that's when I got involved with 13 Gallows Lane and all those people and the pictures and everything, and then it just skyrocketed from there with right. Jason.
Awesome. That sounds like it's a really good time. So I kind of want to transition into the next part, and you know, definitely hear from Hannah from some more. You know, I can't use words all of a sudden.
Right.
I was just so interested. I didn't want to interrupt him.
No, you're fine. Because this is the next part where we all get to kind of talk. It's like we all have some background in scaring people.
We do.
Yeah. We're not naming the place, but I worked at a haunted house for 5 years. About 5 years. I know Hannah and Jordan are currently working at a place, the same place.
In the same spot.
Well, not
how long have? No, how long have you guys been working for haunted?
Well, I was working in the same place that you guys were for 5 years before, and I was there before Hannah got there. Jordan, I don't know when you got there.
I think I was a year before you.
Okay, so you, wait, that was my first haunt. I'm not sure if I would, I'm not sure about doing another haunt yet. I mean, like, it would definitely be some time before I, like, am able to go and kind of do that type of schedule again. I would definitely think down the road, maybe run some small haunt thing and then go from there. Possibly, but probably not. We'll see.
And this is my second year at the same place. It's kind of funny because, I mean, you obviously know this, Zach, but, like, I got the job last year and I showed up and I was like, oh my god, I don't know anybody here. Like, this is so different than any of the other live theater I've done. And there was Zach standing right there. He's like, what are you doing here?
It was so weird.
Like, I'm working. What are you doing here? It's not like we're just like acquaintances that like just happen to work at the same place. Like, no, we see each other every day, hang out all the time, and we just happen to not know that it was the same place.
Yeah, I don't even think you mentioned it until like the last minute, and you're like, oh, I wasn't hired
until the last minute.
That sounds about right. that's how my first year went, and it's like, oh, I wasn't hired until the last minute, but then I became part of it, so.
I was hired September 14th and then went into one of the last rehearsals on September 15th.
kind of like touching on what you guys said, like when I was there, Hannah showed up. Obviously, I already knew who Hannah was because of the convention. When I saw her as Kim Possible, but I don't know if she knew if I was the guy that was in that in the Spidey suit when she saw me.
I had no idea, no freaking clue.
so then I'm standing there and I look over. I'm like, oh my god, that's the girl that's Kim Possible. That's the only way I remember you. And then I flipped through my phone and I found the picture. Of me as
there's pictures from that day.
Yep, and there's a picture of me and her taking a picture together, and I find the picture, and I walk up to her. I'm like, you look wicked familiar, and she's like, your voice sounds familiar. I turn my phone around, and she sees me and Spider-Man and her. And she's like, oh my god, that's you! And I'm like, yep, that's me.
This was like 3 years later. Like, this was years ago. Like, we met them one time, and he's just like, yeah, check it out. That's me in the suit. And I was like, oh, no shit.
Yep. And then...
Well, I'm glad we all know each other somehow.
Yeah, that's how we all met.
Yeah. So we're going to get into what makes a good scare. That was kind of the background we had talking about our experiences scaring people. Some of us is through photography. It's like, what kind of photography are you into? It's like, the one where I make girls cry. But, yep. not in a sad way, oh my god, that's so sad. No, it's right, like, right. It's like murderous rage.
Right, now the photo shoots I do, they're, like, the first photo shoot was, like, making people cry. Now it's, like, at the point where, like, we're making people shit themselves. Like, putting them in the shoes, like putting themselves in, like, a horror movie situation. Like, what if you stumble upon, like, for say, Camp Crystal Lake, where Jason lives? How would you make it out alive?
That's a pretty good way to set up a shoot.
Right. And kind of like, it's like a movie in some way, except you're not going through the motions. You're just standing there looking all intimidating and scary.
Yeah.
And when I'm Jason, you feel this presence, you know. It's weird when I say it, because when I have the mask on, you become that character. You're not Jordan Harvey anymore. You're now Jason Voorhees. But you're not actually like running through the woods and like stabbing people and all this other crazy nonsense.
Right.
And so then like we would like come up with our photo shoots. It would start off with the traditional formula with Jason. You know, he stalks the teenager and they get lost in the woods, or they find out that they're at the wrong place or at the wrong time, or they spot Jason, and then it turns into like this sequence of like being chased through the woods. They trip on the air or like a pebble or whatever, like I said, basic horror movie formula, and then they just get massacred in like horrible, horrible ways.
Well, so like I was saying, we kind of know what a good scare is, what a bad scare is, what's not as scary as people think it is.
Right.
Because you know,
I think we got a little experience under our belt.
I think just enough to have a little opinion take. I mean, what is a good scare? Because like some people just jump at anything.
That's kind of my little nitpick. When people work out haunted house, they don't take it seriously. They just think to themselves, "Oh, you just pop around the corner and you just go bah." No,
there's so much more to it.
Oh yeah, that's what people have no idea about, is that you're not just scaring somebody, you're living and breathing a character.
Yeah.
Right.
Even if like nobody knows the character, they'll remember you if you do your job right and if it is a good scare. It's like, right, people will remember when you make them shit their pants. They will remember you. Because I made someone, it was the one year I had the train horn. I made someone shit their pants. And then they came through again. And without the train horn that last time, I just got them again. And they're like, they're trying to like figure out. And they're like, oh, he had the train horn. What happened? And it's like, it's very easy to get people with a very loud horn, I will admit, but boy, did I always timed it just about right. Because yeah, if you did it too soon, it was a wasted scare, because no one knows it's there.
Definitely, that's definitely one of the things that makes a really good scare is the timing. Because if you scare the first person in the beginning of the group, it would scare some people in the group. But
maybe,
then it doesn't
maybe
then,
the second person.
Right. And then but it doesn't give everyone else the opportunity to experience that scare. So that's what we've always been trained to do, you know, you always want to attack the center of the group, not
Yeah.
the front or the back, you want to attack the center of it.
And
because
then you kind of figure out as you go along, as you're working, and you know your spot and your character and stuff, you know who, right. You know what part of the group to go after too. You also know who. It's easy to go after someone who's already afraid to be there. It's another thing to get someone scared who wasn't scared before, who was kind of like, they're kind of puffing their chest and they're like, oh, this isn't so bad. Oh, this isn't too bad at all. And
those
then I
are always my favorite, especially the bigger guys. Like, oh, I'm not afraid of anything. Like,
I love.
A couple years ago, where I worked in another haunted house as well, years and years ago. But there was this one thing I did. I was just still, people thought I was fake. I didn't jump out and like scare anybody. I'm a little girl. Like, I'm 130 pounds. I'm 5'3". Like, I'm not that intimidating. I like to think I am sometimes. However, I digress. I would stand there fake, and people would not think I'm real. And like, all of a sudden, I'd make a little noise or flinch or something. I'd scare the ever loving shit out of grown ass men, and it was the greatest feeling of all time.
It's always a great feeling. It doesn't. If you could get the person who's not scared to be scared, then you're kind of doing your stuff right.
Especially when they're going through, like, all right, like, this is lame. All right, they're, like, holding the girlfriend behind him who's scared out of her mind. But I'm like, yeah, if I can get the one guy that, like, thinks he's all bad and a bag of chips, like, I'll have a good feeling when I go home tonight.
I always wait for them to turn around. Like, sometimes they would stop in my area, and they turn around to the girlfriend, and they'll be like, oh, just knock it off. It's not that bad. When they turn their head, that's when I sneak up on them. And that's when I get them, because they don't know I'm there. And then the girlfriend sees me, and it's already too late. I have...
Yeah, right.
You know, it's kind of like the launch, you know, Predator versus Prey type thing.
Yeah, you initiated, you made your presence known.
And by the time they knew I was there, it was too late.
Yeah, I mean... So it's funny because, like, my movements and the way that I do things, sometimes I kind of, like, give off, like, the Jason or Michael Myers vibe, because that's what scares people, like the littlest movements, or, like, kicking down the door and just, like, running at somebody.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good scare, too, is, like, people think they're safe. And then you just kick down a door, or you, like, jump through a window or something, and then the people, their sense of urgency goes up. They're like, oh shit, we're not safe. We thought we were okay, and now we're not okay.
Right, spoiler alert,
you're not okay.
Spoiler alert, you're in a haunted house. You're never okay.
Listen, if it's a spoiler alert that you're in a haunted house, either you're very drunk and shouldn't be there, or... totally oblivious to everything that's going on in your life, and you shouldn't be there.
It's just the funniest thing when people, like, they kind of, like, stop, catch their breath, and they're like, I think we're out, you know, like, they kind of have that mentality. It's like, oh, this can't get any worse, and then, you know, you go and make it 10 times worse for those people. Not the scary.
Like, oh my god, we're all done, and then they hear the Morgan Freeman voice, and that's when they know.
Yeah.
Walk out.
Yeah.
And that's when they knew they fucked up.
I'm a very, obviously Hannah knows this because she's seen me how I do things. I'm definitely a destructive actor. I mean, I destroy whatever's in my path. Like, I'll kick down a door, I'll smash a barricade out of my way, I'll take out a cornfield because it's that sense of danger. Because, like, when you see someone, like, coming at you, and he's just, like, pushing and, like, kicking stuff out of his way, and he's looking right at you, and it's so funny to me, because I do all that kind of stuff all the time, and you just see, like, the fear in their eyes, like, oh my god, he's coming.
It's always... interesting to see kind of like that wrecking ball tactic you're talking about, because like the first year I was there, I was able to kick down a door,
so I
let people in and stuff, but then I see it work differently where people have kicked down doors or they like burst out of like a set of areas. I think the one thing I kind of wish I was able to do was like make a fake wall and then break through it.
Mm-hmm.
like coming out of like the woodwork or something like that, because that's a scare I definitely wanted to try, but I could never get to an area where I could be like, okay, let me try it.
Well, fun fact, when I worked at an old haunt, we had a scene where an actor is trying to get away from someone or something, and he stands in front of a window, and you see the silhouette of whatever's chasing him on the other side of the window, and all of a sudden you see a fist come through the window and grab him, and he gets pulled out through the window, and like the glass that we used was called candy glass. It's kind of like the glass that what it is, it's not sharp. What candy glass is, it's a breakaway kind of glass. Yeah. So candy glass is like a very weird material. Like it won't cut you unless you really, really tried like to cut yourself with it. But that would definitely scare a lot of people, because you punch the window and they're like, oh my God, there's a fist just came through the window. And then all of a sudden you see this thing or person just grab him and he's getting pulled out the window, and you never see him again.
It's always, it's kind of funny when, you know, you kind of set up a situation where it's like, there's an innocent bystander, and then mm-hmm. you're walking through, and then said innocent bystander, you know, dies, quote unquote.
Right, yeah, yeah.
They're like, are they alive? Well, they're certainly not anymore after that. And I think that makes a really good scare, especially when people aren't expecting to run into like someone who's been planted as like kind of one of the good guys or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But
like
it's a very good you know, two-person scare to do.
Yeah, I mean, we had an idea this year. Unfortunately, we couldn't get the actor because the actor wanted to stay out on the trail when we originally started.
Mm-hmm.
He's an amputee, and me and him had this wicked good idea of having a fake leg, and I pretend that I'm chopping his leg off. And I'm thinking to myself, that would freak out so many people if they saw this intimidating guy just take an axe and start chopping away at his leg. His leg comes off and blood spraying everywhere. And people are like, oh my God, he just ripped off his leg. And
yeah, all that. Yeah, I mean, that would be a very good scare. It would probably traumatize a few younger people, but at that point, they should know better.
Oh yeah, yeah, I mean,
don't bring your kids to a haunted house.
Oh yeah, 18 plus haunt. No, just kidding.
Oh no, I'm not sure about that.
No, no, I know that will never happen.
It will never happen. But if it does, we had it first.
There are haunts out there that are not afraid to do something like that.
So let's move into the second part of it. What's not a good scare? What is not as scary as people think it is?
Definitely not trying.
Yeah, like saying boo is not scary.
No, it's such a cliche, like saying. You might, when I hear someone say boo, I'm just thinking to myself, all right, they have a pillow sheet over their head and pretending to be a ghost, like in like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, that sounds about right. No one has ever said boo to me when I've walked through something.
Mm-hmm.
Because like usually the first step into scaring someone is to not say boo.
Right.
That's kind of like one of the first things. If you actually like, if you work at a haunt that like really cares about its craft and stuff, they're mm-hmm. like, you don't say boo.
Right, right.
You do like a grunt or a gurgle or like a scream.
Yeah.
Never say boo.
Right.
You can call your girlfriend your boo, but don't say boo to scare people.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I think the one thing that's not super scary is when, like, this sucks too on the other end. It's like when I definitely know someone's there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I know someone's there, like, because, like, I think it was one place I went to, and I was just walking through, and I heard them talking ahead. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh boy, I know where they are already. Like, I can already pinpoint where they are. Yeah. So when I got to the area, I did the one step and I made them like trigger their jump.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're scared too soon. Cause I made it sound like I was like right there. And then they didn't even wait for me. I'm like, I just stood there and I'm like, yep. I knew exactly where you were. Cause I heard them talking. And then they got mad. They didn't say it. You could tell they were not happy because I like tricked them.
Right.
But,
yeah.
But it's like I knew where you were. It's not like I didn't know.
Yeah, you can. I've been to a haunt where I've seen the cell phone glare from their phone hitting their face when they're not wearing. Like, oops. I would see the glare. I would see the glare before I would even get to the spot, and then all of a sudden
they were like on their phone before they realized patrons were coming.
Yep, I
like,
guess.
Oh, they'd... snap! I better get back into character.
And then when they realized that coming, I saw the light go out. I'm like, all right, now they're gonna jump out, and then they jumped out. I just looked at him like, dude, I saw you on your phone before you even got a chance to do anything. So I knew I knew the scare was coming before you even knew I was there.
Yeah, that kind of ruins it. Technology has ruined yet another thing in America. Haunted houses. But, you know, some things are just not scary anymore. You know, certain themes that like places run with for a long time. Like, mm-hmm. like the longer things go on, like, I think the big one that's in the Syracuse area, like, they just run the same things over and over again. And
right,
like,
yeah.
It's copyright and stuff like that, too, to get that stuff in. It's pop-up stuff, so, you know, you don't really need to, like, innovate too much.
Right,
but,
yeah, yeah.
But, like, as time went on, if you do the same gimmick over and over and over again, no one, you know...
Yeah.
No one's scared. If they go year after year and they're like, you're doing the exact same thing as you were last year and then the year before that.
Yeah, it's just not effective. It's not scary anymore.
Yeah, and it kind of loses its edge. And then when they mm-hmm. finally introduce something new, you're kind of skeptical because it's like, oh, is it just going to be like, you know, so-and-so?
Yeah.
Is said attraction going to be similar to other said attraction that had a similar or maybe not similar theme?
Or it looks similar, but it's doing the same thing.
Yeah. That's kind of the different. Worst. The worst kind of scare for me is like a jump scare. Like you're forced. It kind of forces you to be scared. Which is one of my pet peeves about like video games that are like scary, but they're all mm-hmm. jump scares.
Yeah.
Like I think Five Nights at Freddy's. I'm going to pick on Five Nights at Freddy's because it mostly consists of jump scares.
Mm-hmm.
When for the actual end product, it's a jump scare and it's more suspense building versus actual like scares.
Yeah.
Widely popular series. Like I think it's good, but like that's like my big pet peeve is like the actual end scare is mm-hmm. is a jump scare because it's like it's in your face. You're playing a game.
Yeah.
And speaking of video games and stuff, I think we're gonna move on to our favorite scary stuff unless someone else mm-hmm. has something to add.
No, I'm ready to move on.
All right.
This is a good discussion.
Favorite scary stuff. Movies, TV shows, haunted houses, book, video games, etc. I mean, Jordan, we'll start with you. What's your favorite scary movie?
Well, my favorite scary movie would have to be Friday the 13th, Jason Voorhees. I mean, like I said, I grew up with the character. Just imagining myself at camp, you know, like walking down like a trail and then like looking behind you to make sure that, you know, someone's not following you or anything suspicious or anything. I mean, it's definitely creepy when you're like walking through the woods and all of a sudden you hear a twig snap and you're like looking around and you don't see anything.
That's the worst feeling in the world. It's like, I don't know what caused it, and I kind of don't want to find out what caused it, but also do it at the same time.
And you just want to get out of the woods as soon as possible. But, kind of mainly like slasher movies, honestly. I think those are my kind of forte. I mean, I always like those kind of movies where there's like one certain group and they're being hunted by someone, something, a group, a cult, or no matter what, just a selected group of people just getting picked off one by one by someone or some creature.
I mean, like, my thing about the slasher films and, like, the Friday the 13th, it's not just that. I'm like, I like the character Jason and, like, the settings and stuff, but sometimes it's just, it becomes a little too obvious who they're gonna leave left alive till the end. Because I think Cabin in the Woods does a really good job of, like, kind of playing that stereotype a little bit. And at least they explain it in a way where it's like, oh, we have to sacrifice the virgin by the end. Or, you know.
Right, yeah.
You know, it was kind of like a relief. That movie, I don't think gets enough credit as it does as an actual, like, movie, like, especially in the horror genre. Because I know some people just kind of, like, glossed over it. They're like, oh, it's not really that good. I'm like, actually, it's a lot better if you give it a chance. I think there's a lot of good scary movies now than there was before. I mean, like, we love the slasher 80s films, but, you know, kind of compared to what's happening now, some people are like, oh, it's all gore and violence and stuff. I'm like, there's actually some really good psychological horror movies that really just take your brain and they're like, they just fuck around with, like, your mindset.
And it's like the It movies. That they made.
Yes, the remakes were. I really like those movies because they don't just go straight up for like the. I do like the original one, but my issue was just like it's a TV movie series,
right?
It was kind of weird, but I did like it.
I didn't take Tim Curry's version of Pennywise very seriously.
I don't think you were supposed to take it super seriously, but just enough to be like, all right, but he's still like a murderous spirit versus Bill Skarsgård and as Pennywise.
Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah, he legitimately scares the fuck out of me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I went and saw it in theaters and I had trouble sleeping because it's like, because that's how good it was. I'm just like, I wasn't even, like, actually, like, scared. I was just like, I could not get his, like, face out of my head.
Time to float.
Hannah, you got anything on the movie front?
Here's the thing. Fun fact about me. I actually really don't like scary movies because they scare me that bad. Something that most of my friends know about me, I hate clowns. I absolutely hate clowns. They've always scared the crap out of me. And it made it even worse when I finally watched It, which was, like, the original one. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, 14. I was 14 years old and it still freaked me out. And I'm like, nope, I want nothing to do with clowns. My job last year at the haunted house, I was right around the corner from the clown room. Absolutely hated
right.
it.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a great time. The manager that was right next to me thinks it's absolutely hilarious that I was put right next to the clowns, and it made me very shaky. But,
talk about irony.
I don't watch a lot. right. He still thinks it's funny. But I don't watch a lot of like scary movies. I have played Friday the 13th a couple times on the Xbox. But the only franchise I'm actually a pretty big fan of, and I don't know if you'll consider it scary, it's also one of those corny 80s horror movies. I actually really like the Child's Play franchise.
Oh no, that's a good franchise too. I mean, like, I'm not so much into all the 80s horror stuff. Like, I'm like Like, I'm not super, like, I like it, but I'm not, like a super fan. I mean, I think the one, like, I liked Friday the 13th. I thought Freddy Krueger's okay. You know, the Halloween series is good. But, like, I mentioned this earlier, but, like, it's really the Alien series that got me, like, freaked out. I'm like, oh, shit.
It's what a lot of people say.
It is very scary. I mean, like, and the game that they have recently that they made, I can't even watch. Mm-hmm. I watched some gameplay. I watched the first 5 minutes, and I'm like, nope.
Even Predator's scary.
Predator is scary, but I feel like Alien in the setting that they put Alien in, I feel like works really well, and that's why I think it's like one of the better horror films I have seen.
I definitely like Aliens, the second one.
Yeah, like Aliens is good. And then more recently, Get Out was one of my jams for like scary movies.
Oh yeah, that's definitely freaking movie.
It is so freaky, and the twist too. I did not see it coming, and I'm like, oh shit. Oh, that's what we're doing.
I mean, also, the same people that were behind Get Out, the one movie that did freak me out was Us. That was made by the same people. My girlfriend
watched Us. I haven't seen Us yet, and I'm very bad. I'm very bad because I love Jordan Peele, but I'm bad, and I haven't seen it. And
it's very interesting.
And my girlfriend, she was very freaked out by it. She is still freaked out by it, and I haven't seen it, so I'm going to plan on sitting down and watching that with her.
Mm-hmm. I'm a plead ignorance. Is Us the one with the African-American man and the white woman? She brings him home to the family?
That's
is that
out.
The one I'm thinking?
That's
no,
Get
that,
Out. Us,
that's
is with, Us. Us is with the black family, and then there's like clones, duplicates, something of them running
around. Yeah, I just had him spoiled.
Yeah, that.
I won't spoil it.
Don't spoil
it. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I mean, my girlfriend keeps making jokes about it. I gotta see it now.
Yeah, I don't do like spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert! It's scary.
Yeah, right.
Moving away from movies, I think a show that really freaks me out is Black Mirror. Like you know, just kind of like, you know, TV is very hard to like get the scares going. I mean, some shows do it very well, like American Horror Story does it very well because they change it up. Black Mirror, I think, is one that just it's more. Depending on the episode, and it's more psychological. And there's some really messed up ideas they got going. I mean, like, Twilight Zone's pretty good, but it's like, Black Mirror just has a new modern twist on it, and they don't frame themselves as, like, the next Twilight Zone.
Right, yeah.
But it is pretty creepy, and
It's a great show.
It's a great show, but it just creeps the hell out of me sometimes. I'm like, I can't do this.
Right, yeah.
And then I think about some of the games and stuff. I'm like, I mentioned Five Nights at Freddy's. I'm like, it's good, but it's like, you know, jump scares.
Right, yeah.
I haven't played the Friday the 13th game. I've seen gameplay of it.
Who would actually like it? It's really good.
Because I know people have had mixed reviews on it. Like, that was at launch, and then it got better with updates over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of scary games, especially, like, I cannot do VR scary games, because that's just a little too much for my senses, and I get overloaded very easily. So when someone plays, like, the VR Five Nights at Freddy's, I can't even watch it. Like, even if it's, like, my favorite, like, person, favorite YouTuber to watch playing games, I can't do it.
Right, I mean, I've played a lot of horror games. I mean, obviously, I have played Friday the 13th. I still do on occasion on Xbox. I probably played like almost any horror game imaginable. I can't even talk. like Friday the 13th, Dead by Daylight, Evil Within, Outlast.
Outlast is another good one. Yeah, I forgot about it because the first one was really good, and then the second one just kind of fell off.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it definitely did some psychological stuff to you, like, oh, I'm here, and all of a sudden I'm here.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't watched through the second one completely, but I might give it another shot.
Yeah, I played through the second one. I won't go into detail with it, but you're mainly, like, looking for your wife because this cult has taken her, and you are walking into unmarked territory and looking for your wife at the same time.
Right, and that's kind of a big theme of it, too. Like, it's weird to say, but, like, cult movies and cult horror stuff, they're very hit or miss.
Yeah, I'm not a huge.
You have to do it. Like, Children of the Corn, very scary. Midsommar, not very scary. Or not
good. Right.
Okay, so I did watch the first, like, 10 minutes of Children of the Corn a few weeks ago, and I literally cried, and my boyfriend had to shut it off because I couldn't handle it.
Something about...
very scary. There's just something about children in cornfields that's just very scary.
What really did it for me was the first scene where the kids just, like, killed everybody in the restaurant.
Oh, I forgot about that. I haven't seen
it. Like, it's a no for me. And he's like, come on, it's only, like, the first 10 minutes. I'm like, nope, I'm going to bed. And he's like, alright, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, cult films are very hard to pull off successfully. I have noticed, I'm like, they're very hit or miss. Like, you really have to, like, get your shit down, or it's not going to work out.
Right.
And some people are like, oh, there's deep symbolism in Midsommar. I'm like, yeah, but when you advertise it as this, like, cult horror film, you know, and it doesn't deliver on the cult or the horror, and it's just fucked up, then I'm not really interested.
Yeah. I mean, another movie franchise or series or whatever you want to call them that are hit or miss are, like, zombie movies or shows.
Yes.
Like, some of them I can get into, and some of them they're just, like, really dull.
I mean, like the Walking Dead graphic novels versus the TV show. Although the TV show is nice, there are some things they do pretty good. There's just some things the graphic novel just does better. The artwork is just phenomenal in it. And then the storytelling is, I think it's better in some ways.
Like, I had a huge, huge problem getting into The Walking Dead. I mean, like, I watched, like, the first two seasons of it. And then, like, towards, like, the third and fourth, I was like, nah, this ain't doing it for me.
When Negan came in, I watched that episode, and then I'm like, I'm just not into this anymore. I mean, like after that whole season, I'm just like, I'm not digging this anymore. And, like, I miss reading the graphic novels and, like, the comics and stuff, but zombie movies are very hit or miss.
Right. I mean, like,
some of them.
I had a problem with Walking Dead, and a friend of mine told me, like, oh, no, you gotta watch this show on Netflix called Black Summer. It's like World War Z meets Walking Dead. And I've seen World War Z with Brad Pitt, and I haven't read the novel, but the zombies are just crazy in that movie. And then I watched Black Summer, and it was just, oh my god, this is wicked. This is actually something scary and something that I might actually sit down and watch.
Well, now I'm going on my Netflix account right now, and I'm added and on the watch list. We're going to start wrapping up here soon, so Jordan, thank you for coming on.
No problem, my pleasure.
You know, for this Halloween episode. It was a good time. So, Jordan, I know you mentioned 13 Gallow Lanes. You want to talk about that some, plug them a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, 13 Gallows Lane is a horror fan photography group where we specialize in photo shoots of your favorite horror movies, such as Michael Myers, Jason, Leatherface, but we mostly involve ourselves with the Friday the 13th franchise because everyone just really loves Jason. I mean, who doesn't love Jason, you know? But
probably,
yeah,
the kids that get killed at Camp Crystal Lake.
Oh, we're not worried about them. Yeah. They were having premarital sex.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Jason. Yeah, Jason ain't having that. But yeah, I mean, you can follow 13 Gallows Lane on Instagram, and they do have Facebook, Gallow Goes to Hell. And we're usually doing like updates and unboxing for what we use or what we like to show off for future photo shoots or just something that just screams Friday the 13th.
Any projects coming up soon? I think we mentioned when I was texting you earlier in the week, you might have mentioned one or two or something.
Yeah, I am in talks with a few people on some Friday 13th and Halloween fan film projects. As of right now,
good for you, man.
Yep, I was fortunate. I like a lot of people think like did I beg to be in these movies? No, I didn't. They actually came to me and they were like, "Hey, would you be interested in killing a few people for us?" And I was like, "All right, yeah, I'm down."
All right, and if we wanted to find you, Jordan, the person, not the murderer, you know, not the serial killer online, where do we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at harvey.cos. That's where I am mostly active. And, yeah, that's pretty much it, Instagram.
All right, so you can find Jordan on Instagram at harvey.cos. You can also find 13 Gals Lane and Gals Go to the Hell on your platforms, Facebook and Instagram. So
we'll also be tagging and advertising his social media on our social media, so keep an eye out for that as well.
Yes. Yes. I got distracted. But anyways, that's the end of this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Halloween special. Say bye, everybody.
See you later and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. See ya,
stay out of the woods.
Yeah, definitely stay out of the woods.
Get off my lawn, you damn kid. I didn't even mention Jeepers Creepers. I'm kind of mad now.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
That's a really good, like, is it technically a slasher film? Because I would almost consider it like a slasher film.
It's definitely a slasher film. If it's anything like doing any form of like poking or stabbing or anything. I mean,
you didn't say penetrating, so we're fine there.
Right.